Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 18. Today is Saturday, May 14th, 2016. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is the mean one. That's what I'm calling him. meanie, and that it would be Stone.
Hey, how's it going? How I am not mean. I'm just better than you.
For now, that's right. You know what? You will die, and then I will be winning. So, that's fine. See, I'm going to be a turtle, and turtles just are slow and steady. You're being a rabbit.
I'm not. No way.
You are. Anyway, thanks for that. Shots fired. Absolutely. So today we have a very special guest, and this is Zaya. Zaya, thank you for coming and having a chat with us.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hey. We are so excited to have you come and have a chat. So first off, let's start off with tell us a little bit about you, the player behind the characters.
I'm about over 50 years old, so I'm not a young one. I have two kids. I live in Quebec City in Canada. I'm a French-Canadian, even if I can speak English pretty well, I think. That's about it. I work in databases for the government,
hey, and that's about it. That's a good job.
Cool. Yeah. Absolutely. And how long have you been playing WoW then? When did you start playing?
Started playing vanilla about in 2005 or end 2005 or 2006, about 1 year after this game started. My friend used a recruiter friend to give have some free game time. And okay. I liked the game, so I haven't stopped playing since.
Nice. And then when did you first start getting into the Iron Man challenge or any of the challenges? When did that start?
I never been much of an endgame gamer. I don't like raids and things like that. Eric Dungeons, Mythic, that sort of thing. It's not my type. I prefer leveling tunes, and everything was so easy. I was thinking about quitting the game, and in 2012, when the first challenge went online, I found about it on the forums of Blizzard, and I started in April or May 2012.
Okay.
Wow. And I've been playing Iron Man ever since.
Wow.
Nice. So did you get an original Iron up to max level?
Well, two times. In Pandaria, I got my Hunter to 90.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really great. And when Jennard came online, I came at 100 about 2 days after Lee Sin did, something like that.
It was
kind of a race between me and Lee Sin. Sometimes I was first, sometimes he was on top of me. So,
wow.
Nice.
So it's quite interesting to see both of us climbing up at about the same speed. Lee Sin came first, and I was not long after that I got to 100.
Oh, that's awesome. Alrighty, so what are you focused on at the moment and why? So basically class and race, and what's your focus, and tell me why are you focused on that?
Okay. I got to 100 and tried to take another iron to 100, and I have some difficulties doing that, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest I've got after my 100 is 78, I think, something like that. I wasn't interested in pacifist nor bloodthirsty at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I started them both a few months ago. I don't remember exactly when. And they're quite different from their standard Iron Man challenge. And I'm working on the bloodthirsty to see if it's possible to do something above 90. I saw that Never Died will get death before me, unless he dies. I surely hope not. But we're just discussing that, and I did some tests on scouts and things. So 90 for bloodthirsty will be rough, I think. I don't know if it's even possible to do something. I remember when I got my first Iron to 100 at 90. I tried in level 90 in Blasted Lands, at that, and they were very, very hard on a hunter. So I'm not sure they can be easily farmed.
Okay. Yes.
But now we know the shortcut to Timeless Isle, and in Shadowmoon Valley for Aliens, of course, in the Night Marsh. Some seems to have some relatively easy mobs that could be farmed for bloodthirsty.
Okay.
So I discussed that with Never Die, and the first one to get there will try it.
Yeah, are you leveling with a hunter, or is it something else?
Hunter.
Yeah. Okay.
Hunter.
Oh, I mean, you might as well, right? I mean, you might as well try it first with that.
Well, yeah. It's easier for hunter because they are quite powerful.
Yeah.
On my bloodthirsty, I usually farm mobs at least two or three levels above, and I can do them.
Wow.
I find that quite impressive. On the other hand, it means the game is not balanced anymore, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when I was 44, I was able to kill rare mobs level 49. I said, what?
Wow.
I didn't have to use Feigned Death, and it's dead. I found that quite incredible.
Yeah.
And I am a pacifist also, like I said. Okay, but I'm doing it with no quest and no secondary profession. Only herb and mining.
Oh, jeez.
I'm at level 13.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Oh, God.
But a pacifist without a rest bonus is a pain.
Oh, yeah.
It takes quite too long. Bloodthirsty on the run is goes a lot faster. You have to find a good grindy spot with many mobs, not too close from one another, with enough fast of a respawn time to be able to kill them all and start again and go around in circle. It feels a little like the South Park episode about World of Warcraft. We killed the same bombs over and over and over.
Yeah. Killed those boars in Elwynn Forest. All right. So then, what is your fondest challenge memory so far?
When I first got to 85, it was the monk, my second monk that I... at that time in Ice Crown, you didn't get the XP squish for mobs, and I was so proud to get to 85.
Yeah.
So it was my first 85. So that's my I got a screenshot of that that I keep very preciously.
Yeah.
It's not printed yet, well, but...
is that the same... So, actually, what did happen to that level 85 character?
It's my worst death.
Oh, I, no.
I was in Zyran, and I got out my flying mount. Okay, I'm going to do the dailies in the Shalazar Basin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get a note, Otawarn, over there, and I flew over Wintergrasp and lost my mount. So I thought about... 15 seconds, 20, something like that. It, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And splash.
Oh no. That's, I feel that pain. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. That's an ouchy one. Alright, so tell us, what zones do you usually like to level through? Have you found for you a path of, you know, what works well, fastest, most efficient? What do you like to look at with leveling?
I don't know if the fastest or the most efficient, but I usually do the same thing over and over again. Sometimes I do other zone, but usually... I get to about 11, 12, go to Lock Modern, do the starting in Wetlands, then a little of Red Ridge up to the 8, Dustwood, Stangletorn, both ways, Northern and Southern. Then I go... After to Faralas and the Sword of March, I has switched between the two. I do the Thousand Needles. I try to never go to Eastern Plaguelands, but sometimes I have to get to 50 there. I do Fellwood, Winter Spring, Swamp of Sorrows. I about get to 60. In Swamp of Sorrows, I explore the Outlands to get to 61, finish at the road, then go back to Outland.
Okay.
Hmm.
That sounds like a good path to follow, actually. So
people do the same.
Yeah. It seems to have like this fairly consistent theme for a lot of people with, you know, with which way that they want to go, which is good. I'm learning. It's more learning for me because I'm gonna beat Stone. What I want to know is, what zone do you think is the most unfriendly for a challenge zone?
The first hard is Eastern Plaguelands. I think mobs there for the same level are a lot more hit points than in Thousand Needles. Mm-hmm. For example, the plague runs, I'm not sure the kind of dogs in Eastern Plagueland, they have a lot of hit points for the level they are. So it's the first rough one. Hellfire Peninsula is you have to go there somewhere, and it's really bad. After that, it's I would say it's Spirals of Arrak. Until Legion comes in, if you can get to 100 without going there, don't go in Spiral of the Back.
Yeah.
It was I was 99 on Hunter when I get there, and it was really hard. It's doable on Hunter, okay? Maybe a monk, but not sure other classes will be able to enter that. Mm-hmm. As of now. With the specs that Legion will bring, it will be different. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Now, you have said about your death on your 85.
Yeah.
Is there any other death that really stands out that hurt? I mean, to me, that 85 one, flying over Wintergrasp, is just my heart just fell.
Oh man,
that one hurt. But I mean, death is definitely part of this challenge, and we all go through them. So is there anything else that kind of sticks out in your mind that you're like, oh, yes?
There is another one. There was before, after I got my 100 and before doing Arcanum Online, someone said, why don't we try something new? No flying, no fly pads, and no vendor. You don't sell anything. You don't buy anything. Yeah. But why not? So I created a hunter, and I died in 78 in the crypt under Next from X.
Oh.
It's a bad place. Don't go there. It's really hard. I knew I could do it. I already did on some hunters. But it's a really good place. If you make a little mistake, you will die.
Yeah.
The respawn are pretty fast. There's plenty of mobs. Yeah. You have to be very careful about what you do. You do one error and plank, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
If I had not tried that quest, that tune would probably have gone a lot higher.
Lysan from our chat says that he actually died there too.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Alrighty. Yeah, that's there's lots of different places we can die. It's always quite amazing. But what advice, tips, anything helpful, any tips, tricks that you would give to someone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Well, use the nameplates of the enemy mobs. If you don't see the nameplates, you're probably okay. They won't aggro you. If you see the nameplates, there's a big chance that they will see you too.
Okay.
So it's a lot easier to judge where the mobs are, and of course it only works on mobs around your same level or lower. No?
Okay. All right. Anything else that's some good advice?
Well, you have to learn the aggro range of the mobs around you. My pacifist helped me a lot about that, because it's a gnome rogue.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any shadow mail or anything like that yet.
Okay,
I'll get vanished at 34. So I have to know, okay, I see the nameplate. Will the mob aggro or not if I unstealth to grab a node or some herb? So it helps a lot.
Okay. All right. That's that's some really useful information. Thank you. Okay. Well, we've gotten to know you a bit better, so thank you, Zaya, for coming to have a chat with us. We do appreciate your time, and we will get on with the show, and I suppose I've got to do the bumper for this one.
Oh, I forgot to record. I was going to take out the clip from last week. I was going to take it out, and then I was going to play it.
The clip. Oh, the one Rogue Slayer did for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to take and do it.
Damn. Yeah, we should, because it was really good. And it saves me from going, do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, that'll do. Okay, news in the world of Warcraft. Stone, what have we got? Dev discussion.
Yeah.
What's going on?
On May 10th, Jesse Cox did interview live, or some people, it says live, but there's some people saying they didn't think that it was quite live, but I think it was. He did a interview with Ian Hazzikostas on mm-hmm. Twitch, and there was basically about at the peak, there was about 37,000 people watching this thing. So as you can tell, trying to talk in Twitch chat was just don't, because the chat was flying by so fast. Like, as soon as you type something in, your chat had scrolled up so fast that it's gone. so nobody can see anything, right?
Yeah.
Overall, I think it was mainly they did it to announce when beta was going to start. There's one thing that they mentioned that this is why we're going to talk about it a little bit now, was that Ian Hazzacostas did say that they acknowledge that leveling is very easy.
Okay.
And that they mentioned that they could apply the Legion mob scaling to non-Legion zones in the future. So it won't be happening for the release, but they could apply that. And I think because of having to pick a spec, it's going to make it a lot easier to level up. If they were to apply the mob scaling, I think that might even things out, right?
Okay.
Because we don't know how it's going to be in beta. Like, I have not gone in there to play because I don't have a close to max level character, and I would like to try to do a character transfer, like a character copy, but that is not available yet.
Okay.
I just thought it was neat to hear that Blizzard knows that leveling is kind of borked, and that's my new word that I've decided to start to use, is borking. It's all borked up, because it's not really a swear word, but, you know, gets the point across, right?
Okay, it's not a swear word.
It's not a swear word. So they think that they might be able to fix it by applying mob scaling, which means for us it's going to make it a lot harder, I think.
I think.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. Zaya, do you do anything like the betas or alphas? Like, does that interest you to go in and give them a go?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a bit like that myself. But I was just wondering if any of the, you know, the big irons have got into it. I'd love to know.
Lisan got a beta.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, right. I want to do it, but only to test things out. I don't want to spoil the lore and the quest. I want to get that as it's coming out live, right? So
yeah, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's why I don't do it, because I'm too busy trying to kick someone's backside in this contest. It's all right. He's going to die, people. We all know that. You can't get an iron past what?
I am leveling 30? Up slow. I am leveling up slow.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
I am.
Anyway, we'll go on to site news. We've got the speaking of contests and me kicking your backside.
Mm-hmm.
The contest is up and running, and we have got, I had a look earlier.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to scroll down.
We have got a heap of people have
we've got 121 people.
Wow. 123. Sorry,
100 and... Okay, yeah, so I haven't refreshed my screen, but... so that is based... So that's characters. That's not necessarily people, right? So, you know, and there have been folks that have died. We did change the date to May the 31st, because going to June, it was like a whole extra month. And it did kind of feel longer, so... I kind of wanted to make it so that you couldn't hit max. I wanted it to be that, you know, you might get close, but you shouldn't be able to hit max within 3 weeks. Unless you're playing 24 hours a day, which, you know, then I think you might have an issue, and please, you know, don't play the challenge. Okay. So, I also did change it so that if you die, the green flag is replaced by a skull, if that's the only problem, because it was a little bit confusing to see a green flag, but also the skull. Like, does that mean that the person's still in, you know? So I just, you know, and I also added a strike through, for people to show that they could not win. So we're thinking maybe we'll do it once every month or once every 2 months. For instance, like if we did it for June, I would take like a week and a bit off, so maybe we would start June 10th again, right? So just have, so people just have a chance to relax and maybe figure out what they want to do the next time around. There's also been suggestions saying do a contest where it's a single class only, where because we said we were not going to do a hunter, so it would be neat to see how well people can play a certain class and see how far they could get that leveled up and only make it for that class, right? Wow.
But that's not right. Classes that we don't use, you usually like shaman and things like that.
Yeah.
Don't see much of them.
Yeah. So
that would be interesting actually to take probably the least used class and make it that one.
I was gonna make it a random thing, or make it open to a poll. Like say, okay, if we were to hold a contest like next month or July. And it was only
we could
one.
Do a Twitter poll.
Yeah, and if it's one class, which would you pick? So yeah. I might do it like that.
Ferristella says Mage Month.
It's Mage Month. That's cool.
Mage Month.
It's Mage good. Month. So I wanted to go over the top 10. And you know we're only in this today's the 14th, so we're only in this like 4 or 5 days, right? We still have the whole month to go. There's lots of time for people to die, and people are leveling way too fast, and they're going to die, okay? So, you know, level up, take your time.
Pessimistic. I love it.
Take your time. Good things will happen, okay? So, starting out at number one is Margie Monk at level 61 on a monk. Number two is Azzy Wins at level 42 on a monk. Number three, Lena's Rival is level 34 on a monk, and number four is Maldios, level 31 on a warlock. Number five is Hottie Dottie, level 31 on a druid. Number six is Steely Buns, level 30 on a dwarf. I'm still counting the other people, right? So like the people that have died. So at number seven, Soldust died, level 28 on a priest. Number eight is Starraven died at level 28 on a monk. And number nine is like the best guy ever. That's gonna win this.
Some scrub
taking you down.
Whatever.
I'm level 28 on my priest, and I'm taking it slow. I'm actually taking it slow. I'm a little bit here and there. And number 10 is Applecore. Level 27. And Lita, where are you? Oh, wait, you're all the way down at like number 15.
Hey, I'm five levels behind you. I've had real life stuff to deal with. I haven't been able to sit and play because my computer decided to be naughty. I've been spending far too much time trying to fix that. So yes, but I did get to 23 last night, so that's cool. Kind of cool. I was happy with that.
Are you
taking it slow.
Are you going the... Oh, you're going Horde. Okay, so you're going a different route.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I've gone Horde.
I think you are the highest level Horde. I don't see any
Pandemons. Winner already! Thank you!
Well, yeah. I mean, most people don't play Horde, right? Because most people play Alliance, at least for this, so...
Yes. Yeah. I'm shaking it up, doing something a bit different. Sorry.
Cool. I will still win, so it's okay.
No. You're dreaming, okay? Just put it in the pool room. It's not going to happen.
Here, I can highlight where you are, number 15. If you're watching the live, so if you're listening, I'm on the video, I'm highlighting where we both are. Look at that. I'm number 9. She's all the way down at 15. Sure.
Thanks, Slint. But it doesn't matter where I am. Yeah. The thing is going to be who's going to be the winner at the end. And I know that some people, when they play their irons, get quite high before they die. Yep. And what's the highest iron that you've had stone?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really remember. I think probably only 34.
Okay.
I think maybe higher, but I don't remember those. So I'm going to say 34.
Okay, all right. That's good. So
he is laughing at us because he's like 34. Yeah. Ricky's.
Sorry, it's okay. You can laugh. Laugh
you can laugh.
We know everyone's Excel backsides. Uh-huh. But it's good fun. What we love about this is it is good fun. And thank you, everyone who is supporting and coming out to have some fun with it. It's I'm just amazed. 123 tunes participating so far. That's fantastic. All right. Well, let's go on to add-on.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
yes, what's
going on? My time has been spent away from doing the contest and doing other iron stuff to test the new add-on. So, we are very, very close. We have a couple issues where it doesn't track you killing certain bosses. So, for instance, if you go into Blackwing Lair and go and kill Nefarion, it doesn't record it. It doesn't even see that he's there because of how Blizzard ran raids back in the day. So all of classic bosses act kind of weird, and all of BC bosses act kind of weird. And it wasn't only until Wrath that they began to follow a certain path. We're really trying to fix these things out, but we're very close. So when I'll be sending it out to a guild to help test, and hopefully maybe in like 2-3 weeks, maybe a month, and then we can put it up. I wouldn't imagine it's going to be like a great big challenge where everyone's going to try it, but it's going to be different. Just something different to do. Like, if you like to raid, and if you think you're good at level raiding, this will be the thing for you to try. So,
okay. That's exciting. Yeah. Alrighty. 24-hour live stream.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to give her a go. So I'm going to be starting in at 4 a.m. So was it 9 hours from now, roughly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay. So I am raising money for ALS just to see if we can find something to make it a treatable disease so people don't have to, you know, go through all this stuff. Basically, I'm going to be going from 4 a.m. Sunday morning, which is 10 a.m. Central European time, and 6 p.m. your time, so 6 p.m. tonight for you. So far, I've raised $125 out of $500. Just last year, my goal was really low, so this year I kind of want to beat my wife, because she like I said, she gets into people's faces and says, give me money, and they're like, okay. For me, I'm not really like that, so I'm like, you know, this is the most in people's faces that I can get. So we're gonna go 24 hours. It's gonna be Iron Man stuff for sure. I will be changing it up because I don't want to kill my irons. I'll probably be doing raid add-on testing. We'll be doing I was going to do Overwatch, but then I realized, the beta's over. I thought the beta was going to go all the way to when it went live, but I'm stupid, right? Yeah. So I misheard. Damn. Yeah, so I might do some other stuff too. I am going to be recording a podcast as we're doing the live stream, so that's going to be interesting. so just stuff like that. It's going to be a variety of things, but I'm going to be trying to focus more on Iron Man stuff if I can, and that kind of stuff. So we'll see. That's exciting. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do for drinks, eating, like I try to keep my breaks very small. Like if I have to go to the loo, just go quick, like mute the mic first and then and then go and get right back, right? So
well, you could always put Bob there on the chair with with his little ball, and he could sit there and entertain while you've got to walk away. Just give him a cord, that'll keep him entertained.
he's gonna wreck my mic cord. I just know he is, and just one day it's gonna be like, you sound really bad, and I'm like, oh, there's bite marks on my cord. So it will be starting soon.
That's Excellent. Yeah. All right. And the link is up on the WoW Challenges website?
Yeah, if you go right up to the main site, it's like right up at the top. Like, it's there. So
yeah. So go check it out, and we'll support you in what you do, and which is fantastic. So definitely a worthy cause. So good luck. I'm going to like ping you at ridiculous times and see what's going on.
That's okay.
You're
good. I will have my phone on. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do my contest tune. I was thinking about it, but then I'm like, well, I don't think it's fair for you. Oh, I don't think it's fair for you if I do my contest tune, right? Because you've got to work. I don't have to, right? It's different.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can hear you saying that excuse, right? Like, oh, you don't need to work. I've got to work all the time. You're so good. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I don't even speak like that. Don't you just love how Stone likes to pretend to do my voice? It's awesome. Thanks for that.
Oh, actually, but Lee, you've dropped down. I've refreshed the page, and you have dropped down to 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's okay.
Wow.
I'm not worried.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Because you're going to die.
All right.
Okay, let's get on with the state of the challenges.
Okay, so the top ten irons, a lot of deaths this week. Sorry. Yeah, lots of them. So we'll start off. Cowquat died at level 73. Nimez died at level 74. Black died at level 74. Pitsuits, level died at level 79. Azzy Monk died at level 81. Actually, just as an aside, he was actually thinking he wasn't going to participate in the contest because it's like, well, should he do that or should he level up a true iron that's close? I said, dude, you have to level up your main iron because, you know, if you can get two, I mean, why not, right? This is just going to come out once a month, right? You know, once every 2 months, not a big deal. But, you know, so unfortunately he died. Rest in peace, buddy. So now he's in it and he might give Margie Monk a run for his money. He's already number two. Anyway, so yeah. I'm squirreling now. I'm squirreling. Okay, so Feritali, what? Died at level 87. Fair. You have to tell us what happened. Sipa hits level 91. I believe that's a rogue. D never dies character died at level 93.
Oh.
And we have Calindral at level 99 and Iron Stir at level 99. So Stir might actually get his iron in.
Wow.
I don't think he's had one in Warlords. So that would be good.
That's exciting. Congratulations and commiseration, guys.
Yeah. So Bloodthirsties. Frenzia hits level 32. Ashmortal hits level 34. Soul Nova died at level 41. That was Heal Nova's second attempt. Bloody Devo hits level 46. Who's this next person?
Leablen.
Ah, hits level 62. I just didn't want to screw up your name. Bloody Katang hits level 64. Never dies. Bloodthirsty is level 87. For pacifists, we start with Urkishurk hits level 45. Silent Herber hits level 45. Bowie hits level 51. Flower Child hits level 57. Zyrell hits level 60. Five No Harm hits level 62. Patuli number 4, I think, hits level 76. Hatoa hits level 78. And we have Bloodless and Tani are both at level 97. So both there. I don't want to, you know, please just make it. Please make it without getting flagged. Can you just make it so we have our first one? Please. Please. Because we've had no people that are really close.
No pressure. That's amazing. Yeah.
And I wanted to make a special shout out. Marg had sent me some stuff about a fellow YouTuber by the name of Cobb from Cobra K Games. Made it to level 67 on a PvP realm before being killed. And basically he was in... I saw the video of it. He was in Blade's Edge.
Yeah.
And was doing the quest where there's a whole bunch of crystals around and you have to set the pistols down, but there's tons of mobs around. And he was killing one mob, and then he killed another one, then another one pulled. And just as he's about to kill the third one, you see a question mark character land and come in and one-shot him, right? And it's like, well, yeah. So you can look at his character at Iron Cobb on Twilight's Hammer on the EU.
Wow.
Yeah.
67. That's awesome. On PvP. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, congratulations to all the levelers this week. Great job. And commiserations to everyone who has lost one this week. It's certainly a it's been a big week. Next week's going to be very interesting. So so yes. Now, let's talk about what we've been doing. So, Zaya, do you want to let us know? What have you been up to in-game?
Well, I mostly run my Bloodthirsty. It's about 5 hours play for every level right now. Maybe I have not the best grinding spot, but that's mostly what I do. And I also playing one or two level a day on my contest challenger. Just to be sure you two guys don't sleep on the job.
Nice.
That's mostly what I've been doing. On my main, I finally managed to get the last mount from the Talon Jungle, where you have to get the tooth. I'm not. I don't remember the name in Frangvilla. So I have all the mounts there now, and the pet.
Congrats.
Freaking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So I know what you mean.
Concentrate on my irons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what other ones have you? Do you go through the process of you just play one particular one until it dies, or do you like to space yourself out and have a couple of irons or a couple of Bloodthirsties, or do you really just
only
focus?
One.
Mm-hmm.
When it dies, I reward one and start over about as fast as Azzy.
Shots fired.
There's
more shots fired.
Absolutely.
Listen, this title is nothing. On Twitter, man, I just hear all the trash talk. Man.
There's been a little bit of trash talk this week.
A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay, well, Zaya, thank you for sharing your week with us. Stone, what have you been doing?
So besides the challenge add-on, the raid challenge one, for irons, I've been doing the leveling contest. I mean, that's pretty much it for my irons. Because, I mean, I figure might as well focus on that since my other irons are not really up there enough. So, I will win. So, so basically, I'm just leveling slowly. I'm leveling slowly, and that's okay. But, you know, I will beat you. So, I have no doubts about it. So I had a nap, though, before the show, as I usually do. And I usually try to get one, but I wanted to get in a longer one because I knew I was going to do the 24-hour stream. So I had a dream. I was in the contest, and I was at level 63. I was actually having a dream of me playing WoW. Like that's
okay,
when you know.
Okay, so you were the character.
I was the character.
Your own character, yeah.
And I was fighting some mob, and it knocked me up and back. And just as I was coming down, I could have hit, I could have made, like, some landing, like, some ledge, and I just missed it, and I fell all the way down to my death. So, I don't know if that's, like, I think it was in Shattrath for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And it was like, you know, when you're up on top of the thing, like up on top of the alder, alder rise.
Yeah.
and if you're the wrong faction, right, you can get killed, right? So if you decided to go with Scryers, I don't know, for some reason I was being attacked there and I got knocked up and back and I got knocked up. Anyway, so, jeez, yes, I'm 12 years old. Man, yeah, so I don't know, like, I'm scared now to play the contest character.
That's fine. Let that fear eat at your soul.
Yeah. The only other thing I did that would have been Iron kind of website related besides the add-on was I was like a last minute guest on the Emerald Dreamcast that on this past Monday, and they did it on it's episode 8. It should be out now with hosts Martian and Hazel. So they've been doing their stuff for a while, and they've stopped, but they're doing it back again. So, like, they've restarted a new show, and it was interesting to talk with him about it. And apparently, he is starting to do the Iron Man as well, just as like a filler, right? Which is perfect, right? This is where people are like, oh yeah, I guess we could try that. Yeah,
yeah, you can. He killed off his something level 17 this morning.
Oh, was it this morning?
Sorry, yeah, dude.
That's okay.
So,
that's about the time that most people kill their first
Red Ridge, I think.
Why did they go there for?
Oh, I don't know. He was in a cave, and I was thinking, I was trying to think which, level 17.
Cave and Red Ridge? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, there's two.
Yeah, right? It's probably that one that you've got to go into at the back, up the top back, where the
rocks are. Well, there's two, right? There's yeah. Maybe. One where the guy that's captured, and then there's the other one, I think. Anyways.
Yeah.
So that was my week as far as Iron and Challenge-related stuff. Mm-hmm. So what have you been up to, then?
So I've been up to my Iron that I have been... Not my contest one, my Night Elf Hunter... that I've been leveling. I took her from 48 to 50. So I hit 50. Really excited about that. I was in Eastern Plaguelands and I was like, you know what? I'm going over to Fellwood. So I started over at Fellwood. Was good. I love Fellwood. It's just such a streamline of start at Emerald Sanctuary, work your way up. So I'm still over there. I haven't finished the zone. I've got to questing in Wild Point? No. What's the little town that's... Anyway, the one that's further up towards the top. I can't think of what it is. Mental blank. And so she's sitting there at the moment, which has been good. But I did start my contest tune and I decided I'd go the Undead Monk for something different. Stone thought I was going to make a warlock.
Yep.
I did contemplate it. I was like, no, I think I'll try something different. So I made the undead mark. And, yeah, so she's 23 so far. I'm happy with that. Slow and steady is my motto. And it's okay because I will still win, which is awesome. But we'll get there. It's just doing a different path, which I quite like because I've been so focused on doing the Night Elves. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice to get away and do something different. Mind you, I was running around in Silverpine, which that shouldn't have even triggered anything, but I was doing something and someone ran past me. And it was a Tauren on a mount. And for some reason, all of a sudden, I kind of looked at my screen and went, am I flagged? And then I was like, it's a Tauren, hide. I'm flagged. It just, there was all these thoughts that was going through my head. And then I'm like, you're on an undead. You're not on a night elf and you're not flagged. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I freaked out for that. You know, for about a whole minute, I was like, ah, no, no, no. And then I was like, oh, you're Horde. What are you doing? You're Horde. They're Horde. It's okay. Yeah. So so that was quite funny. I did do a little bit more on my Bloodthirsty as well, but it's slow. It is slow. So I got in half a level. I don't know. I was killing raptors and trolls for like an hour. Might have been more, but it's only got like half a level. So I feel like I am way not going to get this bloodthirsty done at all. Putting the time into it. I think I'd much rather do the iron. So at the moment, but we'll get there. We'll see. I'll just keep playing her till she dies.
Bloodthirsty is easier when you get farmer rares.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't find anything. I'm over in Fort Livingston, I think it is, in Northern Stranglethorn, and I'm just killing the raptors just up behind and the trolls, the trolls that are there. But even then, I'm there maybe 2-3 levels below what she is, and they're just hitting her like a truck. I can't like pull one and then pull another one. I have to pull one, heal, kill it, heal, get myself ready, get back into cat form, get into prowl, take it down again. I just find it's definitely not like some of the others. Like with the monk, it hasn't been too bad, but the hunter, of course, you just kind of like, you can pull, keep pulling. Heal the pet, keep pulling. Whereas the druids just more has been very kill something, hang on, heal myself all the way back up. Okay, wait, get back into form, kill something. What? Hang on, I'm half health again. Heal again. It's like this whole dance that's kind of just going, oh my goodness, this is not what I was thinking. So I'm thinking maybe I should just make a hunter bloodthirsty so I can just kill things much easier and just try it that way.
I think my bloodthirsty is actually a hunter.
Okay.
And if it
moves, kill.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said before, Zaya, that this hunters are quite powerful. They really are. You can certainly take on more than one thing, no matter what level, I found. And then when you get high enough to get your things where you can, freeze and even if you get into a bit of trouble with two or three mobs, you can then get yourself out of it most times. Not all times, but a lot of times. And with the druid, I don't feel like it. Even when I had two raptors on me, I kind of had to do the whole runaway, like run, shadow meld, and, just get them off me to, and even then I think I was sitting at about 10% health and I was like, get back. And then I was like, heal. And set myself to, all right, now pull one, kill that, and get myself back to full, then pull the other one. I think it was just because one padded way closer than I had anticipated for. So, it's been a challenge, definitely a challenge. Interesting. Learning things that I keep thinking, well, I'm not going to do that again. So I'm like, yeah, that's okay. Live and learn. And I'll die and learn as well. So that's fine.
You will die.
And then the only other thing is I've just been having PC issues with a couple of things that are doing my head in. So, audio stuff is fantastic, people. Yeah, it's great. It's... Stone just sent me the loveliest message in the show notes. He said, you will die. That's very sweet of you, but somehow I don't think so. You're going down, Buster. So that's been our week so far. Well, the weeks where we focus on our challenge tunes anyway. Chit chat. Let's go chit chat. Lucky I say that properly. Otherwise you'd be editing. Okay, chit chat time is where people can
Ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or just warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kind of things. So I'm going to take the first one, which was from Bill from Facebook. And he asks, are flying mounts allowed?
So, I added this in here because, yes, they are allowed. As long as you can pay for it from the gold that you earned on that character or mm-hmm. from the resources that you have on that character. And so, again, when we talk about warlords flying, that technically would not be allowed because how would you ever earn flying on that character, right? So, he did ask me another question, and I didn't add it in here, but it was like a second one, and he asked me if macros were allowed because he's a person that's able to only play the game with one finger and a breathing tube. And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, because as long as, like, a macro is something that you have in-game, it's not anything extra, anyone can go and do it, it's fine. And I just thought, you know, I wanted to bring that up because there were quite a few other people. I believe there's a fellow by the name of Short. His Twitter is from a Billy Powered Gaming, I believe. Basically, if you do not have full range of motion, you know, can't use your hands very well, or you can't see very well, you know, all kinds of things, right? Just to give you ways to play, you know, the game, and not just the game, just and also being able to compete as a iron. To me, that's like, wow, because I always get concerned where, you know, if I'm having a really bad day with my arms and my hands and stuff, I'm like, well, at what point do I cut off being able to raid and all that stuff, right? So,
yeah.
But with guys like that, it gives you hope, and it kind of gets you pumped up where it's like, well, just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean that you have to just go and quit, right? So so going back to it, yes, you can use a macro as well. It's just stuff that you have in-game already. You know, it's not anything extra. So, yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Zaya, can you take the second one for me, please?
It's an email from Sismic. It says, Audi, I just want to say thank you for all your hard work on the WoW Challenges website Twitter channel. I've been a veteran WoW player since late 2005. I was a hardcore raider in Vanilla and Burning Crusade. But ever since then, I've been pretty tame in terms of reading progression, and I'm focused more on challenges and hanging with my friends. I started the Ironman Challenge about 2 weeks ago, and I've been having a blast. I absolutely love this challenge, and it has reignited my excitement for the game. I was fiddling around with different classes for the first few days and dying, lol. But I think I'm finally getting into a groove with my troll world. Her name is Spooler in US Area 52. I added her to the challenge list on the website just to watch her progress. As all, thanks again. I hope to be a flawless 100 someday.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's, and I wanted to put this one out there too, is that, you know, like, he had originally sent this just to me, and I asked him if I could read this, not for the first part, more for the second part, where again, you know, if you're bored with the game, there's all kinds of stuff to do with the game, like, all kinds of stuff. You can raid, you can collect mounts if you want, you can do pet battles, you can do PvP, all kinds of stuff, right? Plus now we have ours, right? And I like to hear when people see the work that we've done, like, we as a whole are letting other people have fun, right? So yeah. So our last one comes from Mark on Facebook. He posted a photo on Facebook how my wife and I feel doing the Iron Man challenge raffle. And I'm just going to show you when doing the Iron Man challenge, and you have to wear what, and you have to wear whatever armor you can find. So he's basically, for the people that are only listening, basically there's a kid wearing a Subway sub bag with eye holes that are poked out. Yeah, that's pretty much how it feels. That's pretty much how it feels. Yeah. I just thought it was like, it's the funniest thing. Because yes. I've not really seen a whole lot of Iron Man memes and stuff out there, so I don't know.
Yeah. Awesome. Very funny. Alrighty. So Azzy in the chat room says, "You slow and steady people can eat my dust."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be careful, Azzy. Don't die.
Reckless.
Yeah. And Fair Stella said about the death was very sad. But
I wonder if she hasn't said something.
Yeah, hasn't said anything else. And Rogue Stur, so Stur's at 99, and yes, we're all very excited, and apparently he would be the first Rogue.
Yeah. Well, not the, I think the first Rogue in Warlords.
First Rogue in Warlords.
Let me check. Yep. I'm pretty sure we've had Rogues before.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Cool. So it's very, very exciting. That's awesome.
Oh man, I can't check now. All right.
Anything else, chat room?
I can't check. Oh, Fair says she posted in the forums. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No worries. Stur says he was the first Rogue before. And as he says, he can still pass me.
Burn.
Yeah. We know. Azzy, I'm not competing against you, okay? You guys are way out of my league.
Yep.
I'm competing against Stone, because we're on the same level.
There's no competition.
Whatever. I'm going to beat you. So, yes. Oh, Mount Hyjal Cultists.
Oh.
Ouch.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Fad. That's.
I think it was the quest where you have to answer true or false.
Oh, that one. Oh, was that hers? Oh, I read that. I couldn't remember whose that was. I saw that though. I thought that was someone else.
Oh.
Oh no! Ouch. It was her. Yeah.
Sorry about your it's a vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a vehicle, but you don't really move. But you, if you answer wrong, you get a big blast and you lose a lot of health.
Oh. No, and I didn't know how to get out of it when I lagged a bit. Oh, that's no good. Poor thing. That's terrible. Alrighty. Well, chat room, thank you. Thank you for your chats and smack talks and all of that fun stuff.
I don't know if you can hear my kids, but they're pounding. No? Oh, fantastic. No, I can hear. Look, never mind. Let's go. That's good. Because I can hear them. Because that's why I'm making faces.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap up. Is there anything else we need to discuss, Stone?
I don't think so. I guess our next show is Saturday, May the 21st, next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, okay. Talking about next shows. Okay, let's talk about the next show. Saturday, May 21st, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, Sunday, May 22nd, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 12 a.m. Central European Time. Our guest will be Tarkanis, will be coming on the show, which I was like, I asked him, and he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, woohoo! Because he's doing a lot of Iron Man stuff right now, so I thought we'd get him on. The other thing is, for the movie meetup, is in about a month or so, or actually less than a month. If you are planning to go and you do an Iron or Bloodthirsty or anything, please feel free to come find me there, because we're going to do a live show from Periscope. And I'm going to Periscope it during the entire weekend. So I'm going to do little clips. And then when I get back home, I'm going to take the clips and piece them all together as one big thing and release the episode like that. They're probably... I'm not sure how that's going to sound like on a podcast, but like just being able to hear it. But we're going to still release it as a podcast. So rest in peace, your ears, and you may not get stuff, but there will be an... video as well, as there always is. So yeah, if you're going, I believe Brittle Iron is going, Shorol is going, Thule is going. Those are the three that pop out at me. If there's other people, please let me know. And I would like to on that night, like on a normal night, I would like to stream live and have us all on there and, you know, say hi and all that stuff, right? You're just so people mm-hmm. can say hi. And if you don't want to be on the stream, that's okay. You can yell, say hi, you know, that's cool too. So it's just, you know, it's neat to get people together. So, yeah, but that's about it. Zaya, thanks for coming, man. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Very much.
Thank you. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you?
Well, the easiest way is to the forums on ZayaQC on the forums. So it's the easiest way. I go check there once or twice a day. Mm-hmm. Or I have ZayaQC at hotmail.com, but I don't go there very often, maybe once a week.
Okay.
Awesome. I'll put
in game. It depends on the character I play at the moment. I don't have any character that I go regularly to until they die, and I roll a new one. So,
okay. And you're on Wormrest anyway.
Mostly, yeah. My contest tune is not on Wormrest because I have already 11 tunes on Wormrest. I want to keep all my scouts and all my current iron. Yeah. So,
that's fair enough.
They're on Shadow Console.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, for everyone else, where you can find us. So, the WoW Challengers website is wowchallengers.com. You can contact us by email, which is podcast@wowchallengers.com. We're on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/wowchallengers, as well as YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallengers. One, that is the number one. And remember, come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallengers.
That bugs me so much. I just having to put the number one there drives me nuts. Anyway, so you can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges, as well as two podcasts, Adventures in Hazaroth, that I do with Lita, and the Richter Scale, which we're going to be starting tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern. We're going to start that back up. And I wanted to make a special thank you to everybody that helps out on Patreon. Thank you very much. It does help. That's it.
Excellent. Yeah. All righty. And thank you, patrons, as well. Mm-hmm. And for me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LETAWOW. And you can listen to me on some other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia. And don't forget, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher as well, if you're looking for the show. That's it. I think we're just about done. Mark Conan did our intro. We love Mark Conan. He is awesome. Yep. Check him out on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And that seems like a wrap. I think we're ready.
Okay.
Play the outro, sir.
Oh, man. It's going to cut off again. I know.
It's going to cut. Just, yeah.
Okay. So, ready. Get ready. Thanks for watching. See you guys next week. See you later.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoW Challengers.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.